All right, we're going to move on now to number 12, Pete Lean and Son Shooting Complex. I know we've got Mike here in person, and then is John joining us virtually?
Good afternoon.
I'm here, Madam Chair, if you can hear me.
Yes, we can. Thank you. Good to hear you.
Excellent. Well, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Victoria Roebling, I'm John Canton, Section Chief and Project Lead for the Pete Lean and Son Shooting Sports Complex that we want to give you an update on here. And Mike Kozelski will introduce himself in a moment. He's going to cover some stuff for us here. Lots of exciting things going on out at the shooting complex. I want to give you a quick update on construction and kind of how we're progressing here to opening. And then Mike's going to talk specifically about some events we've been holding while we're still constructing this facility, which is great and exciting. And we've got lots of folks, as I've told you with many of my updates, lots of folks that are super excited to get in here and shoot. And I mean, we're getting calls every day, it seems like, asking, when are you going to open? When can I go shoot? So we love that, right? You know, they're kind of frustrated because they want to get in, but we love that they're excited to get in, and we're expecting a lot of people to use this facility, literally hundreds and hundreds of people that we think are going to be there, particularly on the first day, and then as we move into spring of next year. Construction's moving right along. We're sprinting to the finish line, as I like to say. Lots of things are getting completed. It's really starting to take shape. It's looking great. A lot of the features, some of those nice features that we added, the bells and whistles, to make it look like a nice, organized, safe place to go and shoot. Those are all coming into place, and it looks great. You know, what I tell a lot of people is that, if you've been to our state parks and you see how nice those look and organized and clean, that's exactly how the shooting complex is going to look. And it's going to give that feeling to folks so that they're feeling comfortable and safe and can come and have a good time there at the shooting complex. But as I mentioned, moving right along, we've got a lot of areas that are being completed. The 50, 100, and 300-yard bays are completed. The archery range, the long range is very near completion. The building is very close. We've got all of the fixtures and kitchen stuff and lighting and everything is going in, and it's really neat to see it's turning out very nice, and it's exciting for Mike and I to see it from, you know, design and kind of conceptual to actually looking at it now and going, yeah, that's what we wanted, that looks great. So excited about that. With some of these areas being completed and us wanting to get this facility open, what we're doing is asking for beneficial occupancy on some areas from... the general contractor. And so what we're able to do is go in and start to put some of the things into these areas that we need to before construction is complete. And as you can imagine, so taking the 50 and 100-yard bays, for example, we need to put in target backers, benches, shelving, other supplies, signage, things like that that are kind of move-in items or furniture, if you will, and stuff that we need to put in so that we're ready to be operational. And so we're working with the general contractor to take occupancy of some of those sites and do just that. As I mentioned, things are starting to look really good. In fact, even we're having some hydro seeding going on, and with the warm weather, as Chad just mentioned, and some of the rains, we got an inch and a half of rain there last weekend. We're seeing a bunch of green grass pop up and some really nice lawns, for lack of better words, in front of these areas that I told Mike the other day we could actually probably mow those. They're growing so nicely. So right now what Mike and I are doing is working into what we're calling move-in week. So we're going to have a week we move in a lot of the things into the building and things of that nature. And then, of course, ribbon cutting week, where we want to get everything ready for the ribbon cutting on Friday, November 7th, and have that ready to go so we can have a great event there and move right into our first day, our opening day, November 8th. And so, yeah, as I mentioned, the ribbon cutting will be November 7th. We're really excited for that. You all should have received an invite to that. Hoping you all can make it. It's going to be a great event. We've got some activities to do, and you know what the kind of the theme is: first shot at the range. And so, folks that are invited to that event will have the opportunity to take first shots at the shooting sports complex, leading right up to the ribbon cutting. And then in the evening, we're going to have an open house that's open to all of the public that cares to attend. It'll be sponsored by NRA. We're going to have some raffles and some activities and things, but just a chance for folks to come out, ask us questions, get excited for the next day, November 8th, where we'll be able to let them in and start shooting there allowing everyone to enjoy it. As I mentioned, we're taking control of some of these areas, including the North Range, and that's where we've been holding some of these events, and have some of our law enforcement partners in their training already, Meade County, the Department of Interior, a number of different individuals that have been in there, and of course, a large competition that we held for the USPSA Area 3 championship match. And so I'm going to turn it over to Mike. He's going to tell you a little bit about that and some exciting things that we have going on there.
Yeah, good afternoon, Commission members, Secretary Roebling, Mike Lasowski, Regional Wildlife Supervisor out of the Rapid City office. Before I forget, I just want a quick shout out to wildlife staff, support staff, habitat staff, park staff, fisheries, big game staff. Everybody has been helping out with this project. It certainly isn't done in a vacuum, and it's certainly not just John and I doing the work. It's just the whole team GF&P, so it's been pretty exciting and pretty fun to watch. Lots of work, and both John and I are excited for this thing to get open and for December to come. So with that, as John had mentioned, we are taking over portions of the range. We did take over the North Range on September 12th, and we had our first USPSA Area 3 Championship shoot, and that is considered a large match. What's a large match? It's about 324 competitors that were there that weekend shooting. Folks from all over the United States, 14 different states, and we even had somebody travel in from Canada. There was one Aussie there, but it sounds like he is now a South Dakota resident, so we couldn't technically put Australia on the list, but we'll work on that. With this shoot that we had out there on September 25th to 28th, we had roughly about 130 to 140,000 rounds shot that weekend. So really quite a bit of shooting going on, and it really just went super well. We had several staff there kind of monitoring things, looking at how things work and ensuring that everything went smoothly and safely. And it just was a fantastic event. And certainly was an eye-opener for me. I'm not a competitive shooter, but it was fun to watch other folks out there doing that sort of activity. With that, we have about four different videos that we wanted to show you guys. The first video is going to be a drone view of one of the stages that was set up. A stage essentially is a course of fire. It's one of the bays, and they have the targets set up in a manner. They are timed, and they essentially have to count how many rounds they shoot, did they hit, did they miss, and then, of course, doing all that while being safe as well. So this is just an example of what that would look like here. And Chris is going to get that up and running here.
There's no sound on this because it's a drone.
Yep. And this one, there is no sound. You can see that at the bottom of the area there, that's where the shooter's coming out of. There's a range safety officer that's following the person along, ensuring that they're safe, following the rules. And you can see them engaging multiple targets as they go through there. All right, so as I mentioned, that's one of 17 unique stages or courses of fire. The next one here,
thank you.
So that particular shooter right there was 12 years old. She also had her 14-year-old sister there shooting and mom and dad. So it was pretty cool to watch the whole family. It's a whole family event. They're there for the whole entire weekend. And that's very much what we saw over the entire weekend, just very much a family-type atmosphere and people just having a really good time outdoors for the weekend. So we have two more videos here quick to show. As we were going through the competition and visiting with folks, we just had a lot of comments. And we asked a couple of different shooters if they'd be willing to maybe do a couple testimonials for us. And so we're going to go ahead and play those real quick for you.
All over this country, probably 50, 60 ranges, this is the finest facility I've seen in the country.
It is pretty nice. We're pretty proud of it. And I think I've got a warm response from every single person that we've talked to.
They should be very proud of it. There's a lot of work and thought going into it.
How you doing? Bill from Phoenix, Arizona, and first time up to this range up here in South Dakota, and I've been around the country all the way up to national level matches. This is one of the best facilities I've shot at, and work, staff, everybody with the Game and Fish Department, everybody that designed and worked on this and has been helping out running this match, it's been spectacular. I really, really look forward to the next chance I get it to come back up here to Rapid City, South Dakota. This is absolutely amazing up here.
We definitely heard that a number of times over the weekend. We also got several compliments from our range staff that were out there, the customer service that they were providing. So that was also pretty dang nice to hear that fruits of our labor were being recognized. So with that, John, did you have anything else to add?
Just a couple things, Madam Chair, if I may. As Mike said, lots of excitement and lots of compliments. And to think this is just our North Range, right? So none of these folks were down on the South area and saw all the other things that we're going to have to offer here. And we heard that a lot, that this is the best range they've been to, some of them in the nation. Others have even been to other places in the world. And so we loved to hear that, right? We're trying to make this, rival anything in the nation. So to hear that tells us we built something really fantastic here. People are really excited about it. And that's what we wanted. And as Mike said, too, that you could see that family atmosphere, as we talked about, and folks of all ages and male, female, everybody's out there shooting, and it's all safe, right? They're having a great time, and everything's safe, and they feel comfortable there. So that's exactly what we wanted. The last thing I'd say before we take any questions is I'd like to thank Mike here for all of his help. Mike's been instrumental in helping me lead this effort, and appreciate him being there and helping you folks with an update. And as he mentioned, there's a whole slew of staff and volunteers and folks that are helping and will be helping. And I definitely would love to recognize all of them here, but it's tremendous. It's a large amount of our staff and people out there. So with that, we'd certainly take any questions.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Secretary, did you want to say something? Oh, Commissioner Beast, sorry.
Commissioner Beast, one of the big issues when we was building that range was the noise factor. Since you've had a big shoot there, did you go and kind of back off a ways and see how far he is hearing the shots from, or, you know, what that radius was after having a big shoot there like that?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Beast, yes, we absolutely did. And that's something that we committed to when we were working with the Meade County Commission and folks of that nature, is that we took that seriously, and that we'll monitor the noise coming from that area and if need be mitigate that. And what I can tell you is that when we were shooting, we drove on the road, we went to adjacent properties, we went to the south end of our property, and the noise, most days you couldn't hear it unless you were right there at that north range. We couldn't hear it on the road adjacent to it or on our south end of our range. We certainly couldn't hear it as we moved away from the area. Now, don't get me wrong, at times when the wind was down and it was very calm, you could hear some light thuds in some areas, but so far we think that the range is performing well from the standpoint of knocking that noise down, and aren't seeing any needs to mitigate any of that noise as of yet. And as Mike mentioned, what was it, 130,000 rounds, you know, that were fired there that weekend. No complaints from anyone outside of the facility. And again, we couldn't register any significant noise outside of the range.
Additional comments, Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And both Mike and Mike, thank you. Well, Mike Kazera, he's probably not on the call here, but he's also the range coordinator there. But thank you, John, as well for the update. I just want to kind of give you a little brief history here. You know, this project's been ongoing for the greater part of many, many years, but it really started 5 years ago. And I do have to recognize somebody on this call, and that's John Canta. 5 years ago in December, John Canta's name and number was called and said, I need you in the game. And he said, Coach, put me in the game. You can realize what his title says there. It says terrestrial section chief. It doesn't say anything to do with range coordinator or ranges in general. Terrestrial section chief. Same with Mike Klosowski sitting there. He's a regional supervisor of a whole big region that operates a lot of things, habitat access, a lot of different things going on, wildlife depredation. These two gentlemen have stepped up to the plate in a big way, and I'm super proud of them. And I'm super proud of this project. It's a shining example of Team GF&P once again, where folks are just stepping up and saying, all right, where can I help? How can I help? How can I make this a world-class facility? And it's coming together. We are 1 month out from ribbon cutting, November 7th, and less than a month out. And this day has been a long time coming, and it's a celebration. And it's a lot of because of the people sitting in front of you here and John Canta on this call as well. So thank you, gentlemen. Keep up the good work. I mean that. And thanks for going in the game and doing a great job.
Very well said. Any other comments? Seeing none, thank you both.
Thank you for the time.